the time of the year when medical authorities across the nation are recommending inoculations against the coming flu season. But do we really need the vaccine? Now, don't let my opinion influence you, but it seems to me that the misuse of vaccines in this country has reached epidemic proportions. Let's look at the facts. Basically, there are five types of flu. There's the Russian flu, the Hong Kong flu, sometimes known as yellow fever. There's the swine flu, the blue flu, and of course, the chimney flu. How dangerous are these diseases? The Russian flu isn't that harmful. However, once infected, you'll be rushing to the toilet all day and night. The Hong Kong flu is potent, however easily curable. To eliminate the Hong Kong flu, we should all eat more junk food. The swine flu could surely raise our pork prices, and that could give us all something to beef about. The blue flu isn't that dangerous to the victim, and in this case, inoculations are definitely a cop-out. Now, I could see a vaccine against the chimney flu, since it's so highly communicable. Officials estimate an epidemic of chimney flu could sweep our nation in a matter of days. But by and large, these vaccines are unnecessary and are just another way that doctors can pad their income. Now, I hate to needle the American Medical Association, but it's well known that they've been lobbying for mandatory inoculations and for women, too. And I think it's time that somebody stick it to them. They can keep our legislators quiet, but they can't depress my tongue. So this is fair warning. I'm going to get the medic and Dr. X in a tag team. I'm going to take them down to the air conditioning cover now.